Happy New Year, everybody! I'm Selena, and to celebrate a new year, you might want to treat yourself. How about buying the new iPhone 12? Or maybe you can't afford a new phone. Well, don't worry. In today's video, we're gonna learn about some tricks Apple uses to talk you into buying their stuff. Make sure to watch the entire video so the next time you'll be immune to their irresistible marketing strategies. Now, let's first take a look at our sentence of the day to get a sense of Apple's devious tactics. As soon as they feel some sense of ownership of the product, they actually value it more once it's in their possession. As soon as they feel some sense of ownership of the product, they actually value it more once it's in their possession.
那这句话的意思是，一旦对某产品产生想拥有的感觉后，大家会在真的得到后更珍惜这项产品。好，那我们来看到今天的发音重点吧。今天的两个发音重点都是跟连音有关。那第一个我们要看到 value 跟 it 的连音， value it， value it。那这两个字连音的时候，它会发一个比较像 word 的音， value it， value it。Value it. 接下来第二个发音重点，我们看到 sense of, sense of, sense 跟 of 连音的时候呢， sense 的尾音 s 和 of 前面的 a 会连起来变成 sense of, sense of. 那整句话就是 As soon as they feel some sense of ownership of the product, they actually value it more.Once it's in their possession. 那接下来来到单字的部分啦。第一个单字是 ownership. Ownership. 它当作名词用，意思是拥有、所有权的意思。举例来说， The police suspect that Frank stole the car because he couldn't provide any proof of ownership. 警察怀疑 Frank 偷了这部车，因为他不能提供任何证据证明他是车主。那 ownership 这个字，我们看到一个后缀词 ship， 其实你就可以想到很多字后面都有这个后缀词，像是 championship 冠军这个字，或是像现在很多人都有订阅制度嘛，所以会员制度的 membership 也是有这个后缀词 ship， 还有像是 relationship friendship 这种。那其实在这部影片里面呢，有另外一个单字也有这个 ship 的后缀词，那大家可以找找看，我会在留言区揭晓答案哦。那接下来我们看到第二个单字 value， value， 它当作动词用，意思是重视、珍惜的意思。
The promotion and pay raise show how much the company values him as an employee.
这次晋升和加薪的奖赏显示了公司有多重视他这名员工。最后一个单字是 possession， possession。它的意思是拥有跟财产。
Some people visit pawn shops to check if they're in possession of something valuable.
那有些人会去当铺，看他们有没有一些有价值的东西可以典当。Possession 是名词，那形容词的话就是 possessed。Possessed， 它的意思是着魔似的、疯狂的。那如果你喜欢看恐怖片的话，像我就无法接受。但如果你是恐怖片的狂热分子，那你可能会常常听到这个字，就是形容某一个人被附身的意思。
For example, she keeps running back and forth like she's possessed or something.
她一直跑来跑去，好像着了魔一样。
That's the end of today's episode. To be honest, I'm still using an iPhone 7 Plus and a 5-year-old MacBook Pro. And I have no intention...and also no money to upgrade them. But I also understand why people are crazy about Apple. With the elegant design and a wide range of products, no wonder buyers were willing to stay in lines overnight to get their hands on the latest model. Do you find Apple products irresistible? Why or why not? Tell me in the comment section below, and starting this year,We will pick one user's comment and give you a shout-out in the podcast. So your answer might appear on my episode next week. Also, don't forget to leave your recordings. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody!